understand that life happens, and sometimes you need a little financial boost. That's why at Seaplant Federal Credit Union, we offer low-rate loans tailored to your needs. Whether it's a car loan, a personal loan, or anything in between, we've got you covered. Learn more at cplant.com or visit any of Seaplant Federal Credit Union's 9 local branches. Member NCUA, Equal Housing Lender.
Good Monday morning, and doesn't it take a while for it to get daylight now after slipping over to daylight savings time? We sure enjoy that extra hour in the evening, but changes the morning time, doesn't it? Makes it maybe a little more difficult to get up and get rolling. So much to get to this morning. A number of events going on over the weekend I'll catch you up on, and then get you started on this week with what you can expect here in Marion and Crittenden County and beyond. We're going to start this morning with a congratulations to Lacey Duncan, who was the champion in the first ever competition, noted as Voice 270. Of course, that's a connotation to the 270 area code. Had a number of contestants there at Foes Hall on Saturday night. And Lacey, of course, we all know her and love her and love to hear her sing. She, just an incredible voice, a talent we have here in Marion, Kentucky. We have so many great entertainers, singers, and musicians here. And Lacey, in the Voice competition, rose to the very top on Saturday night there at Foes Hall with the event hosted by the Community Arts Foundation and emceed by Jody Porter. Again, congratulations, Lacey Duncan. Well deserved. On basketball action, Crittenden County's Lady Rockets record-setting season came to a close on Saturday night over in Morton's Gap, where Henderson County was able to hold off the Lady Rockets in a final surge there at the end of the game, and won the regional championship by 3 points. Final score 42-39, and Crittenden County had a chance there at the end to tie the game and send it into overtime. Had a good look at the basket in the closing seconds, but it just wasn't to be. Henderson County has now won 20 of the last 22 regional championships. It must be getting to the point it isn't even fun. It's routine for them. And, you know, it's a bad situation that Kentucky High School Athletic Association does not classify basketball. It classifies football, and it classifies track, but it doesn't classify any other sport to where small schools have to play in with the much larger schools, many times private schools that can recruit, independent schools that do not have necessarily borders. So anyway, I'm gonna get off of that soapbox, and we're gonna listen in. I interviewed Shannon Hodge after the game. She was very emotional, and maybe I was a bit too, because my daughter was on this team, and it's been a great run for this group of seniors who some of them started playing on the varsity team in seventh and eighth grade. So it's the winningest class in school history. It's a team that will go down in the record books as the winningest ever, with 26 victories this season.
Coach Hodge, incredible run.
Oh, yeah.
For these girls, I know it's emotional. I am too.
Sure.
But again, you just come up against Goliath, a team that's won 20 out of 22, I think, or championships, but you took them to the wire.
Yeah, I'm just real proud of our kids. You know, we were kind of rattly at the first of the game and couldn't get a shot to fall. And, you know, I told them at the half, you know, we're okay. I mean, good news is we hadn't hit anything and we're down by 11 and we're still in this game. You know, they haven't scored a ton of points, you know. We tried going to a zone a little bit in the second half, and we gave up two big threes in a row because we didn't communicate on the baseline down there with the Melvin girl coming across. So But we dug our way back out of that hole, and, you know, just real proud of them. We had a shot, and I had a shot there at the end, a good look for her. And, you know, it's not about that shot. It's about everything. I don't know what the rebound count was, but I thought we held our own probably pretty good with them rebounding-wise. Just in the first half, we just weren't ourselves.
Like you said, jittery. 7 turnovers there in the first 9 minutes of the game. Really,
and just couldn't get a bucket. And I thought we were real stagnant offensively. We tried to put a little couple tweaky things in, and tried to run those early, and we just didn't move with them very well. Mm-hmm. And so maybe we shouldn't have done that. Maybe that's my fault. I'm just so proud. This is a history making team. 26 wins. They've won district tournaments and Class A tournaments, and done well at the state tournament. And they've inspired a generation.
Absolutely.
That's what we talked about the most after the game, is just the impact on the community, on the little kids that are now playing basketball, and how much that means, and that hopefully these girls have learned some things they can take with them when they go ahead in life. I think they have about controlling what you can control, about relationships, about handling success as well as disappointment. And, for the most part, just having passion for something and sacrificing for it. And, they've done that. So I'm so proud of them. And I'm thankful to Rockin' Nation for all that they've done for us this year. They've supported us, 100%. All the parents, I'm certainly going to miss this group of senior parents who have just done anything and everything for these girls and for me. And, I just love them all. And it's more than basketball. Mm-hmm. It's more than basketball. It's a family.
And with that, we'll take a break and be right back.
Are you hungry for slow-cooked, fall-off-the-bone flavor? Stop by Marion Pit Barbecue, a local legend serving up mouth-watering barbecue for over 40 years. From juicy ribs and chicken to our famous pulled pork, Marion Pit Barbecue offers big portions and even bigger value 7 days a week. On Tuesday and Friday, try our loaded smoked potato. Wednesday and Saturday, hickory smoked ribs. And Thursday and Sunday, barbecue chickens. Marion Pit Barbecue, located on South Main Street in Marion. Come hungry, leave happy. Don't forget the sauce.
As we get started on this new week, some things I'm working on that you can learn more about in the Crittenden Press when it comes out here the middle of the week is one thing. Brother David Lanie from Marion First Cumberland Presbyterian Church is spearheading a plan for an ecumenical Good Friday observance in Marion that would include a cross procession along Main Street, followed by a brief noontime worship and meal. Leneve tells me this is something that went on in Marion back years ago. It was before my time, and I've been around here 40 plus years now. But just a great idea, and he's trying to get other churches here in the community to join in and be part of this program. So if you're interested, reach out to Brother Leneve and see if we can get this going. Easter's just around the corner on April 5th. So Good Friday is April 3rd, and that'll be here before we know it. Something else in the community that's pretty interesting is Caden Penn. He's a 16-year-old sophomore at Crittenden County High School and the son of Brian and Jessica Penn. He has been involved in designing the new agriculture license plate that features FFA and 4-H prominently on the plate. We have a feature on that in this week's press. You'll want to tune in to that, as well as some big changes down at Crittenden Livingston Water District with regard to its plans to expand the plant. As most of you who follow news know, that they are going to convert their water making capabilities to 4 million gallons a day. Right now they can produce 2 million gallons a day. And all this kind of spun off since Marion's water crisis and Crittenden Livingston needing to come to the aid of Marion, plus its aging infrastructure. So some new plans on that. They're scrapping that idea and going to just build from scratch. I've got all the details, trying to pull them together, and I'll have that in an article in this week's Crittenden Press, so stay tuned for that. Right now, we're going to visit again with Jennifer Reckinger from H&R Block as we are here in the middle of tax season.
So I'm joined this morning with franchisee Jennifer Reckinger of H&R Block in Marion, Kentucky, and she's here to talk about some major tax changes this year. Thanks for being here. Appreciate it, Jennifer.
Yeah, thanks for having me. This year has some of the biggest tax updates we've seen in a while. The most important ones are the tips and overtime pay that are no longer taxed. Seniors get a larger deduction. Families with children under 17 have expanded credits. And there are brand new programs like the Trump accounts and a new car loan interest deduction. These changes can really impact refunds, but only if they're done correctly.
Yeah, I've been reading a lot about these changes. A lot of this comes out of the big, beautiful bill, I think.
Yeah.
The one I hear a lot about, let's start and talk about tax on tips and overtime. How does that work?
So this is a major change, especially for like service workers and anyone who has earned overtime. Their tips and overtime now need to be reported separately on the W-2. And if they're not listed correctly, or if somebody doesn't bring in their final pay stub, they could miss out on money that could potentially get them more money back. So this is one of the areas where having someone review your paperwork really matters.
And I know, too, there are some changes, some benefits for seniors. What are they?
Yeah. So seniors age 65 and older now qualify for a larger additional deduction. If they're married and both qualify, that deduction doubles. So for many seniors, this can lower taxable income enough to reduce what they owe or even turn it into a refund.
Mm-hmm. And I know they're for families. I've heard some talk about the child tax benefits. What do the taxpayers need to know about that?
So families with children under 17 may qualify for expanded credits this year. Those credits can make a noticeable difference on a return. The rules are very specific, especially when it comes to dependents. So it's important that everything is reported correctly.
Mm-hmm. Well, and you mentioned Trump accounts. What exactly are they? Now, I assume they're available for Republicans and Democrats.
Yes. So the Trump accounts are it's a new savings program. So for children born between 2025 and 2028. So eligible families can receive a one-time $1,000 government contribution. Parents can manage that account until the child turns 18, and the money can later, it can be used for things like education, buying a home, or just starting a business.
So these come with your tax, I guess, if you get a tax refund. So it has to be, you have to fill this out on your tax, when you file your taxes.
Correct.
They just don't come in the mail automatically.
Correct. Yes. You elect it on the tax return.
Yeah. So, and that's a nice little, nest egg for, and by the time these kids are 18 years old, it's going to be pretty significant, really, if they invest it wisely.
Yes, I believe so.
Yeah. And now there's also some car loan interest deduction possibilities for a new car.
Yeah, so this is another new deduction. So taxpayers may be able to deduct interest paid on a car loan, but only if the vehicle is new and it also has to be manufactured in the U.S. There are some income limits and documentation requirements, including the VIN number. So having the right paperwork is very important.
Mm-hmm. So if someone listening now would like some more help with this, what should they do? How should they act?
So I'd say the best thing to do is really reach out early. That gives us time to review everything and make sure nothing is missed. Whether you're a family or a senior or having to earn tips or having some overtime, these changes matter. My team, along with Pamela Todd and Beth Hackney, are here to help at your locally owned H&R Block in Marion, Kentucky.
Yeah, and you're right on Main Street now, right across from Subway.
Right. I'm easy to find.
Yeah. Well, Jennifer Regenger, thank you so much for being with us today and going over this important information about tax time.
Yeah. Thank you for having me.
Yeah.
Well, now that basketball season is over, sports fans in the community can turn their attention to spring sports. Little League baseball and softball got underway this past weekend. They had their assessment day on Saturday. The soccer program is kicking off, finishing up its registration. And high school sports will begin a week from today. Softball season will begin with the Lady Rockets on the road over at Hopkins Central, and the baseball team will host Caldwell County on Monday out at Marion Crittenden County Park. And that's going to be a wrap on this morning's program. Hope you have a wonderful week. This has been Chris Evans reporting for the Crittenden Press.